crossing the Jesus, the disciples were concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. But Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, because you held on with all your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master. He knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice, child, your cries have awoken the Master. Hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. But seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You've cried out for help from the Savior, and you know you can't give up now, because you prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. He knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Have awoken the Master. You're up there worried, but he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, cause he'll soon bring peace. Just one word from his voice, it all must cease. Because you because you prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master. He knows your voice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
I tell you what, these ladies have been singing awesome this morning. They sounded so great during choir practice and this morning. What a blessing to sing in the ladies' choir, isn't it, guys? It is great to sing in the ladies' choir this morning. And good to see everybody. Hope everybody's doing good today. Good to see each and every one of you. Welcome to Calvary Baptist Church right here in good old Powder Springs, Georgia. And I want to welcome those that are watching via Facebook Live. And hope everybody is doing well that's watching at home, those that may be listening by way of internet on our webpage. We're just so very thankful to have all these avenues to broadcast. And anyway, we have our skiers back all safe and sound here at the church. And I reached out to Brother Brian, Miss Darlene, kind of asked them what they thought about maybe having a testimonial service tonight, a little update from the trip. And we heard there were some salvations. And so we praise the Lord for that. And so that's what we're going to dedicate this evening's service to, is just a report from the ski trip. And I don't see any casts. I don't see any neck braces. You know, nothing like that at all. So that's great. That is so great. But I do want to mention some things this morning before we pray. And we have some sick today that are out. We have some traveling. And so just remember all of these. Also remember Don Nettles. He's at home sick with some kind of upper respiratory infection. Miss Claudia needs our prayers as well. She's sick. Miss Cassie's going Tuesday for surgery in her mouth there. And so we're praying for you, Miss Cassie. And, of course, spoke with Brother Harold just a moment ago. His granddaughter, Anna Hall, she's 17 years old. He shared this before, but it just really hits home. He mentioned that she had several sores in her mouth. The doctors had to cut them out and stitch them up. And so she is having a terrible time. And so we're going to definitely pray for Miss Anna when we pray this morning. And that's terrible to go through, to say the very least. Very painful time, I'm sure. Saying that, let's just remember everybody else on our prayer list. Let me just take a moment and say welcome to our visitors. Thank you for coming. We hope that you have been welcomed warmly by us and the Lord. And I hope you enjoy the service today. You are our honored guest. And I want to say that we have some sign-up sheets over here to my right, your left, over here behind the organ. We have a prayer sign-up sheet. This is going to start on Friday, and it's going to go for 24 hours. Please sign up, if you would, for prayer. Come to the church and pray. If some reason, I think we've extended it, that if you can't make it here and you'd like to have an hour of prayer at home, you can do that. I know Brother Allen will have some particular details about that, but the sign-up sheet is here, and we just want to pray Jubilee in. We want to have a 24-hour time of prayer for that, because we want God to do something. We do. We really do. And so remember that. Also, the sign-up sheet if you want to eat during Jubilee, and a dessert sheet if you eat during Jubilee. We ask that you bring a dessert. Of course, we're going to have Junior Jubilee, and Brother Brian is so kind and gracious to do that again. I don't know how many number of years he's done that, but that is so courteous and kind of him, and we're so very thankful for that. And so remember that there is something for the young people during Jubilee week. Let me just give you a list of who's going to be here. It's going to start on Sunday. This coming up Sunday, March 2nd, 10:30 a.m. Brother Snyder will be preaching, and Second Coming will be singing all day long, along with Calvary Jubilee Choir, Sammy Burgess at 5. Monday night, we're going to have, the Carl Partain family coming back singing, and Brother Carl preaching. And love Brother Carl. Let me just say this. Their son, Jude, just had an open-heart surgery like a week after Lily's surgery, and we were able to bond our families through this. And so I hope Jude comes. That's going to be awesome if Jude comes. But so they've been through surgery with their child. So it's going to be a special time. That Monday, 7 o'clock, Carl Partain and his family singing and him preaching, our choir as well. All week long our choir will be singing. Tuesday, David Smith preaching. And, of course, Brother Corey Pearson is going to be here. And hopefully his mother will be here with him. That'll be great, Miss Rita. Wednesday, Craig Edwards, and then we're going to have the Pine Valley Baptist Church Youth Choir. It's going to be like a youthful or youth jubilee service that night. Of course, we'll have all kinds of singing from our choir, however Brother Allen leads on that. But then on Thursday, Brother Mark Stroud will be with us, Deborah Perry and Jaden's Call, And so it's just going to be a great week all the way around. Again, Junior Jubilee, Brother Brian. Nursery provided each night. Thank you, nursery workers, for that. And so just a lot going on. And for the sake of time, we're going to jump over and skip a lot of stuff. We'll just let you know as time rolls around what we will be doing here at the church. Are you glad you're here this morning? Say amen. 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 We're so glad you're here as well. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. Oh, God, thank you for giving us some people to minister to this morning, Lord. We're so very thankful. There's been a lot of preparation in this for this day. We're not here to spin our wheels. Father, we're here to minister. We want to connect with hearts. Holy Spirit, only you can do that. I pray that you'll take our desire, which you gave us to begin with, and connect it to every heart that's here, online, wherever. And I pray, God, that you'll just do a great, mighty work. Use the music, use the message, save the lost and bless the saved is our prayer. We love you today. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. All amen. Right.
Church, if you'll stand with me, choir, stand. Turn over to page 139. Page 139, let's all sing together at Calvary. Years I spend in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord to justify. So without it was for me, he's done all free. First, there was great grace, was free. Lord, there was multiplied to me. Share the burdens of my liberty. At Calvary. Church, you can be seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. We will have choir practice this afternoon at 4 o'clock choir, so please meet me here at 4, and then, of course, service at 5. And we are so excited about what we believe the Lord's going to do for the time of Jubilee. Let me just grab the list. Sign-up sheet down front. Thank Ms. Lee Ellen. She did it. I was going to try and do the list myself, but you probably wouldn't be able to read it if I did it, and probably having to be dependent more on spell check than anything else, but she did a tremendous job on it, and it is, I don't know if you caught the words to the song this morning, but it says, because you prayed all night, and that's what we're looking for, is 24 hours of prayer. You say, well, and Pastor touched on this a minute ago, and you may say, well, I don't really feel comfortable coming out in the middle of the night or whatever the case, would you feel comfortable just slipping off of the side of your bed and spending a little time with the Lord in prayer? Just sign up and say, you know what? I'll take an hour and I'll pray. Some have taken more than an hour. Some folks here have got like 3 hours that they said, I will give to the Lord in a time of prayer. I won't go through it all, but I do remember, and I shared last week, what a great, great time of Jubilee that we've had in times past. And I truly believe that one of the keys to it was that we were willing to spend some time asking God to do something. We saw souls saved. We saw the church packed. We saw God do amazing things. And that was just the beginning. That week was just the beginning of what God continued to do in our church. For those of you that were here then can witness to that. And for those of you who are new, let me encourage you to take an hour and just spend some time in prayer with the Lord. I remember years ago, it was before I came here to Calvary, we were, I believe if I'm not mistaken, it was a time of, we were about to go into a revival. We were having a cottage prayer meeting at our house on a Friday evening and asked the Lord, I said, Lord, would you wake me up early in the morning so I can spend some time with you? Be careful what you pray for. His time mix is not the same as ours. Because about 2 o'clock in the morning, my eyes popped open, and I thought, Lord, I got to get some sleep. I got to go to work in the morning. What in the world is going on here? And then I remembered that I said, Lord, would you please wake me up early in the morning that I might be able to spend some time with you before I start my day? But I'm telling you that I went into the living room so I wouldn't wake up the family, and I fell on my face before God. And God done something in my heart. And I believe that he done something in my family. And he done something in our church that year because we spent some time in prayer. And that's all I'll say about that. You know what? Do you believe God answers prayer? Say amen.
Amen.
Well, I've seen him answer some prayer in my life. And he's answered some prayers this very week in my life. And I am thankful for it. And I praise him for it this morning. So enough said about that. Take some time. Young people, please don't think, well, the Lord's not going to hear my prayer or I can't get to the church. If you're willing to spend an hour in prayer, put everything else aside and just talk to the Lord and ask him to do some things in your life, in our church, in your family. And let's just see what God will do during a time of Jubilee. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for that. Please remember all the prayer requests. Of course, remember Brother Snyder and the family, others that have had loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord. Remember Charlie and the loss of his mother. And again, there's just a lot of people going through some sickness right now. And we just want to ask the Lord to do some great things and to touch them. Again, we believe in the power of prayer. Amen. So let's ask the Lord to do something great in the church this morning and in our hearts, and that we might leave this place and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. And we'll leave a different people because we came here to Calvary this morning. Father, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to be able to call on you. Lord, we have seen you do great and powerful things in times past. Lord, you have not changed. You still want to do great things in our heart, in our life, in our families, in our church, and in our community. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, would you take this group of people? Lord, would you please speak to us? Be with every man of God that will come and preach during the week of Jubilee. But Lord, I'm asking you this morning, Lord, if you would please use your man here at Calvary. Lord, be with our pastor and touch him. Speak through him what we need to hear. Be with the choir, Lord, as we sing, accept our worship and our praise. Every song that's sung this morning, Lord, I pray that you would anoint it. Lord, fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Touch someone's heart today. Save someone here in this place today. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the three that were saved, Lord, this week. Lord, thank you so much for what you've done. Lord, I pray that you'd continue now to work in their lives. And Lord, help us that we might help them to see them grow for the cause of Christ. But save someone here today would be our prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
appreciate it, everybody. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Brother Randy, sound team, audio and video team in the sound room. Okay, I've got a special for you this morning, and I'm glad that Jesus can be our firm foundation, and those that are saved, He already is your firm and foundation. So pray for the girls as they sing.
it through. 'Cause I'm standing strong on you. Yeah, I'm gonna make it through. 'Cause my house is built on you. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail.
Appreciate that song, ladies. All right. It's a blessing to be here this morning. You glad you're here? Say amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. Glad the Lord will not fail us. Though we believe not at times, yet he abideth faithful. Paul told Timothy that, and we're grateful for that. If you have your Bibles, please make your way to Judges chapter number 7 for a few moments, if you would. Judges chapter number 7, and I want to read 3 verses, 16, 17, and 18. Again, it's good to have those with us that are visiting, those that have come by this way. Thank you so very much. We do not take your presence for granted. Let's bow for a word of prayer, and then I want to read Judges 7, verse 16 through 18. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. We're thankful that you never fail. You are our firm foundation. I pray for the next few moments, you would hide me behind the cross. Oh God, I pray for a clear head and a calm heart, a sensitive spirit. Help me say the things that you want me to say. Bring to my mind the things that we've studied and pondered. I pray that someone would get saved. And then at the same time, I pray a saved person would be encouraged and even brought back closer to the cross if they're following from afar. Whatever you do today, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. Judges chapter number 7, verse number 16. And he divided the 300 men into 3 companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. We're going to stop reading there this morning. And that's reading Judges chapter number 7, verse number 16, down through verse number 18. I want to look at a certain subject this morning that I haven't spoke about much, if at all. And that is the subject of the trumpet. The trumpet. Most places in the Old Testament, when the trumpet is mentioned, it's talking about a ram's horn. In fact, in Hebrew, it's called shofar. Shofar. We don't have time this morning to mention every place the trumpet is mentioned in the Old Testament nor New Testament. But I'd like to share three categories, if I could, in Scripture where the trumpet is used and try to apply its meaning to our life. Now, sitting down on the floor, if you could see it, I have a prop that's being used to illustrate this sermon. I don't know what kind of horn that is. That may be an antelope. It may be a gazelle. Or it just may be a replica of some kind. At any rate, we bought it at Ashley Home Furniture. Okay? So it ain't too authentic, I don't believe. But anyway, you get the picture. You get the picture this morning. I also brought a real ram's horn this morning. I bought it this past week. And this is a mini shofar. Okay? Now, I'm going to do my best to sound this little trumpet at the end of my sermon. So you pray for me. I got this thing in last night. I was waiting so earnestly on Amazon to roll up. And he did, and I went out the back door of the house, and I mean, it sounded like a dead animal, honestly. But I got to and practicing, and I hit it good one time, Brother Larry. I mean, it sounded like that movie, some of Narnia, that movie. It was echoing through the neighborhood, and I was like, yes! Now if I could just do that at church, we'll be fine. So we're going to try that a bit later. Pray for me, please. Now, again, I want to look at three areas, three categories in Scripture where the trumpet's used and do my best to make it applicable to our life. And first of all, the first category where the trumpet's used in Scripture is the area of war. War. Now, here in Judges chapter number 7, the verses I read to you, Gideon gave a trumpet to all his men for a surprise attack on the Midianites. But not only that, but there were these pitchers involved and lamps. When it comes to the trumpet being blown in times of war biblically, it's to sound and give out the noise that, hey, there's an enemy here. Or, hey, there's a war that's about to begin. There's typically some kind of threat. In the day and time in which we live, there's warnings given. As you know, there are tornado warnings given. There are sirens for that. Home alarms, there are sirens for that, car alarms, and on we go. But this trumpet, when it's being blown, when it's being sounded, this shofar, it has to do with war here. And you'll find in the Bible that there are several places where these trumpets are used to signify war. Again, in these verses that we read, not only trumpets were used, but pitchers and lamps. Gideon was to blow a trumpet. Likewise, his men would blow the trumpet and say, sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And so, notice with me, if you would, again in verse number 18, when I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And so they blew the trumpets with their right hand. They broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hand. Now, as we get ready to make this applicable to our life, I do want to say this, that these pitchers that were broken, they were broken so that the lamps could radiate. They had to be broken first. And then there's the trumpets that were to be blown. And so Gideon's battle plan here consisted of three things: a trumpet, a pitcher, and a lamp. They were to break the pitchers, they were to sound the trumpets, and the radiation, the radiating light, it would be a surprise attack on the enemy. Now, if I could translate that to you and I in today's language, I would say this. The pitchers here is a picture, or could be a picture, of our flesh. And that is, we must break the flesh. The flesh must be broken. We must surrender ourselves to the Lord in order for our light to shine. Now, the lamps here, it has to do with the light of Jesus. You know what the scripture says in Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And then we see the trumpet here. The trumpet is symbolic to the gospel. And we are to sound the trumpet in our day. We are to share the gospel. Even Isaiah in the Old Testament says, lift up thy voice as a trumpet. And so it's the gospel. This morning I want to say that there is victory in Jesus. Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, who could be against us? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So what happened in Gideon's battle plan? Well, notice with me verse 19. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. Notice this. And all the host ran and cried and fled. And so we see that Gideon's battle plan of a trumpet, a pitcher, and a lamp worked. Do you know what today's battle plan is? It's that of a trumpet, our flesh that must be broken, and the light of Jesus that shines through us. Those three things is a great battle plan, and they all work. And so we see that Gideon, him and his men, they won the battle there. So this morning, when it comes to the trumpet, we see that trumpets are used. This shofar, it is used in the area of war. I want to go a step further and mention a second category. Not only the trumpets used in the area of war, but the trumpet is used in the area of assembling. The trumpet was used for public assemblies so that people could gather. Notice, if you would, in Numbers chapter number 10, in verse number 3. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And so that trumpet would sound and they would gather. It was used for gatherings for worship. You don't have to turn there, but I'd like to give it to you briefly. Over in the book of Psalms, chapter number 98, in verse number 6, the Bible says, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. And so trumpets were used for worship and worshiping God. They would sound those trumpets. They would get a big old deep breath and just tahooga. Amen. I mean, ahooga. It's time to worship. What a blessing. And so it's used for worship. Trumpets are used for important events or announcements, which reminds me of 2 Samuel. I'll just give it to you. Chapter number 6 in verse number 15. Listen to this. So David and all his house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And so there was this gathering there when the ark of God made its way, when it was brought back there to its lodging place. It was brought back to Jerusalem. There was celebration. There was a gathering. There was announcement. And so this trumpet is sounded during that time to call for a public assembly to worship or important events or announcements. Well, can I say that there is one future event that hasn't happened yet, where a trumpet will be sounded and a gathering will take place? Revelation chapter number 4, in verse number 1, John said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And he's talking about the rapture. He's talking about when that trumpet is sounded, there will be this gathering of God's people. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. That trumpet will sound one day. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, listen to this. And in verse number 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about that trumpet being sounded and we being departed, a gathering in the cloud. But then he says, while you wait, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So there's yet a future trumpet that's going to be sounded. Amen. And what a blessing that is. And so we see a category in the Bible of the trumpet being sounded has to do with assemblies. It has to do with war, but I like this one. It has to do with celebration. Celebration. Leviticus 25, if you would. Leviticus 25. In Leviticus 25, now I want to take a moment while we're here, in verse number 9, the Bible says, "Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound through all your land." There is the trumpet that is sounded here in calls of celebration, the year of Jubilee. Jubilee here means acclamation of joy. Now, if you go back and you look, verse number 8 talks about, it says, "And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years. And the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then it says, on the 50th year, it is the year of Jubilee. And this shofar, this ram's horn will be blown, and it is a sound of celebration. I want to say that the 50th year, the year of Jubilee, it was a time of restoration. It was a time of freedom. It was a time of celebration. It was to be held on the Day of Atonement, verse number 9 says. And again, the ram's horn was used. Verse number 9, the word trumpet in the Hebrew, if you look it up, it means shofar, ram's horn. That's what we have this morning, a shofar, a ram's horn, a little one. But during this time of celebration, after this ram's horn was blown, verse number 10 says, there were to be released all inhabitants. Look at verse 10. "And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And so there was a liberty throughout all of the land. They heard that trumpet blow on that 50th year. They knew it was the year of Jubilee. If they were captive, they were released. If they were held in bondage, they were free to go. Verse number 10 as well. During this 50th year, the year of Jubilee, there was to be return to family and property. Look at verse, middle ways through verse number 10. "It shall be a Jubilee unto you, an acclamation of joy, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family." Now listen. When that trumpet sounded, it was the 50th year. There was a liberation, a release of the inhabitants. People could return to their families. Some people were sold into slavery. Some people were sold into slavery. They were exiled from their families. But this was a time where they could return home. Anybody got a son or daughter that is wayward? That's one reason why we have Jubilee. It's a time of celebration, and we're reflective on the atonement of Christ, that He came and shed His blood for us, and we celebrate that during that time, and it's in hopes and prayer that those who are in a foreign land would come home. So, but what about property? property that was sold or property that was alienated from a person, it was allowed for that property to be given back to them. How could this be? Why was the property allowed to go back? Why were the slaves and the different people allowed to go back to the family? I'll tell you why. Because that property belonged to God first. And that family, listen, and that slave, he belonged to God first. And so whenever that trumpet was sounded, it was the 50th year of Jubilee, and it went through the hills and the valleys. People knew I could go home. Although I was sold into slavery, I can go home. Although I've been alienated from my home place and properties, and all of that was sold, it's to be returned to me. Because it belonged to God first. Let me just say this. Verse number 11, the Bible says during this 50th year of Jubilee, there was to be no sowing or reaping from sowing. Verse number 11, a Jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. Wait a minute. It's been sounding good to this point. Well, what does this mean? Why is this penned in the book that there's to be no sowing and no reaping of that which has been sowed? There is a pause on human effort. A pause on human effort. Look at the next verse, verse 12. For it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. They got to rely on God for once. No human effort, but relying on God for the natural growing of a crop to eat. And so that blast of the horn meant a lot of things. And one thing it meant here was to cease from all human efforts and rely on Jesus. That's what that means. You know what Jubilee means around here? Now, Sister Melita, I don't think I ever personally met your brother Chuck, but I can remember coming here during Jubilee and he being right up there and sounding that shofar, and it was amazing. And so when he did that, it was of the biblical undergirding that it meant restoration, it meant release, and it meant celebration. That's what it meant. Did it or did it not? It was a time to return to God. It was a time. Listen, when Jubilee starts on Sunday in the following week, it is a time of ceasing from all human efforts. It is a time of reaping only what God would sow and give us. It's a time where we can be free and restored. That's what Jubilee is. Now, let me say this. That's the Old Testament Jubilee. There's a New Testament Jubilee. Listen to this. Turn, if you would, to Luke. Chapter number 4, verse number 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Speaking of Jesus, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jubilee isn't to be celebrated every 50 years in Israel, but Jubilee is to be celebrated every single day. This announcement of joy, this acclamation of joy. Why? because that Old Testament Jubilee just foreshadowed a New Testament Jubilee by which Jesus would come. He would bleed. He would die. He would set the prisoners free, and He would call us by name if we called on Him for salvation. He would answer us, and He would save us. That's the New Testament Jubilee. And so, as we get ready for Calvary's Jubilee, it's our prayer that we experience release, restoration, joy, and all the rest of it. Celebrating that our sins are gone, Jesus is our atonement, and that the wayward can come back home without being judged. Restoration, freedom, and celebration. So with that said, I want to try to blow the little horn. War, celebration, and assembly. Hold on. It sounds like some kind of trying to celebrate anyway. Guys, you want to come with a song, verse of invitation? That's the message this morning. It's just about the trumpet. Trumpets are used in the Bible for wars, assemblies, and celebrations. And I hope and pray that you'll attend Jubilee to celebrate Jesus with us. Father, we love you today. We thank you for all things, God. I pray, Father, that we would, as the men in Gideon's day broke the pitchers so that the lamps could shine, and they sounded those trumpets, Lord, that we would do the very same thing. We would surrender to you, that we would embrace and share the gospel, and that we would let our light shine. But Lord, also let us make sure we have enough oil in our vessels to keep shining. Oil pictures the Holy Ghost. And I pray that we would, although at the new birth we receive the Holy Ghost in full, but it's daily power. We need to make sure we're walking in the Spirit so we could shine properly. Father, we love you today. We thank you, and we praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. Let's stand to our feet. And if anybody feels like they need to come this morning and pray, do business with the Lord, why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come?
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to and cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, just as I am, Thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon and cleanse, relieve, because Thy promise I believe.
Hope you got something out of being here. And remember, tonight, we're going to have a special service tonight with a report back from the youth trip there from skiing in West Virginia. So it's going to be a good time. And I'll make sure that everybody has a microphone. If however they do it, that's up to them. But we'll make sure that those watching on Facebook can hear and those that are here can hear. So, all right. Well, we appreciate everybody for coming. Remember, choir practice,
4 o'clock
today. And everybody have a great afternoon. All right? Let's be dismissed in a word of prayer, Brother Allen.
Father, we again come before You, thanking You, Lord, for this great day that You've given us. Thank You, Lord, for the message. Lord, thank You for the shout and the sound of the trumpet. Lord, how we long for that. We realize that there's soon to be a trumpet that will blow, that will bring us all home. But Lord, until then, Lord, help us that we might share the gospel. Lord, that we will too shout, and that we too, Lord, will ask for our sins to be forgiven. And Lord, that the old clay and vessel of this man would be broken. Lord, that we might be renewed and restored and be able, Lord, to be a great witness for You. Lord, thank You again for the message and the messenger this morning. Thank You, Lord, for each one of these that have come to the altar. Lord, I pray that they've come this way just to cast their cares and their burdens upon You, that they might be able to leave them here. Lord, I pray that You'd give them that they stand in need of. Be with us through the day. Bring us back tonight. Lord, be with us in our choir practice at 4 and the service this evening. Lord, I pray that it would be a great time of testimony. Thank You, Lord, again for the salvation of those that we've heard of this week. And Lord, we look forward to hearing about that tonight. Lord, I pray that You just bless us, keep us safe through the day, and bring us back safely. In Jesus' name, amen.
A little dry sense of humor for you. I wasn't trying to toot my own horn this morning.